Hey guys, it's Rob and Sean, like usual.
Yeah.
We're going through a little bit of a, like you're going back in time, basically.
Time travel.
This was an older episode of this show when it was called something different. That's pretty much all you need to know, I guess.
Easy enough.
It was reviewed in a past life. Deal with it. You want to listen to those? Go back and listen to them. I don't know. Do whatever you want. It's up to you.
Yeah, but now we're uploading these in the order that they aired?
Yeah.
Incorrect air date.
Yes, which is chronologically correct, so that's why you have this one. That's all you need to know. Just listen to it. You don't care. Bye. Thanks, guys.
See ya.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gersberms. As always, my name is Rob Thomas.
I'm Sean Stasiak.
You're Big Sean.
Oh, I'm Big Sean.
He's Big Sean.
Yeah, sorry.
So, this is your monthly Midnight Society.
Yeah.
Which will soon be an everyday thing. Well, every Wednesday.
Well, we already...
They know that.
Secret.
They already know that.
Yeah.
We're not making it a secret.
Yeah. We actually kind of did something kind of different this time.
What'd we do?
We reviewed like a newer episode that we weren't familiar with.
Oh, yeah. This is the Tale of the Misfortune Cookie. There's no Gary.
No Gary, no Frank, no Stig.
There's no Stig. There is, however, Tucker.
Tucker's
our least favorite member, Tucker.
I think Eric is my least favorite.
Eric was a fucking needle dick.
But he was only on for a season. They're probably like, he's too annoying.
Yeah, he's too much of a fucking zeeb. We gotta get rid of him.
Big time zeeb.
Huge zeeb. Alicia Cuthbert's in this season, though.
Mm-hmm.
She's 12, so yeah, I mean, there's really...
She grows up to be hot.
Yeah. When she's in that movie where she plays that chick that takes dick for a living, yeah. Man, she's hot.
She look good, though.
She got an ass on her, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, I'll give her a good plumbing.
Lay some pipe.
Tonight! Impregnated with semen.
Yeah. Yeah. That stuff. But how's that Baja Blast?
That was delicious. Fat kid starts telling a story.
We're not familiar with these characters yet, so.
He's fat kid.
There's fat kid, there's black kid, there's Alicia Cuff.
Hey.
The Mexican girl?
You can't say black kid.
I can?
No, you can.
There's the colored boy. Is that better?
So the fat kid starts telling a story. It's about an Oriental family.
Got a family full of Chinamen. They have very silken hair.
All right. So he starts telling a story about these fans. First time we had to censor anything in a while, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh my god. we should probably restart.
Nah, let's roll with it.
All right.
Okay, so the Lee family is a family of believed immigrants, basically, because they came here to open up a Chinese restaurant. Like, that's their dream. They speak better English than we do.
Yeah.
Except for Grandpa. Grandpa is like the Confucius Say Asian dude.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's always like, you'll find great mystery in the world. Like, he's that. Like,
yeah.
And everybody else is just like, you can't, no, we have to work. Like, It's ridiculous.
They all have the whitest names too, like David, Teresa,
Charlie.
Charlie.
His dad's name is Charlie.
That might have been a nickname.
Whoa.
Oh, good. Sorry, there's going to be a lot of awkward cuts in this episode.
We'll just beep it. We'll beep everything.
That's easier to cut.
Well, times are tough. Everybody needs to help out with the Chinese buffet, because I'm sure it's a buffet.
Probably.
Apparently there's a party tonight, though, and David wants to blow off work.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Got to help out. Everybody has to lend a helping hand.
Yeah.
I don't know why David can't go to the party, because what David is shown doing after this is holding a tray of three cans that his mom is picking up off the tray and putting on a shelf.
Yeah.
Like, pretty sure you can handle that on your own, Mom.
Big help.
Yeah. But he's mad because he does more work than everybody.
Oh, yeah.
More work than anybody.
Picks up all the cans.
Yeah. He holds all those cans. He wishes this place would go under. So he wouldn't have to work here.
Yeah.
Cut to Grandpa looking sad.
Give me a theme this episode.
it's a theme that happens quite a bit. Grandpa's real bummed out after that. Like, I wish our soundboard was working, because it's like heartbreaking. Like, mm-hmm. you look at him and you know he's dying inside.
Yeah.
Cut to this dude delivering stuff whose name's Eddie,
mm-hmm.
who, he's just a delivery guy, and cut to Eddie stealing money from, like, a little tip jar.
Yeah, like a tip jar. But it was all tens. American tens. This is a Canadian production.
Cut to Grandpa looking sad.
Grandpa just watches him take it. Like, he's gonna take it.
Grandpa looks sad. David appears out of nowhere. Eddie pretends to be his best friend. Like, David, what's up, my main man?
What's up, man? I need your signature. Dude, I got some stuff for you. I
need your John Hancock.
It's just a bunch of rice.
Yeah, a bunch of rice. David talks about how he's gonna start drawing comics, and Eddie's like, "No, dude, you're just a busboy." And, then David says, "I'm not gonna waste my life in this restaurant like my dad and my grandpa."
Cut your grandpa looking sad.
Cut your grandpa looking sad again. Outside, Eddie starts spitting game at Teresa. Oh, and at first I was like, looking at Teresa and I was like, "What? Come on, Eddie. I'm like, don't bother." And, later on, my feeling of that changes, but, David tells Teresa, like, stay away from Eddie. He's bad news.
Guys like him are bad news.
Whoa. Boys like him are just dime a dozen.
Oh, yeah.
She said.
He might be a player. I hate players. I
freaking hate players, dude. Teresa got all A's on her report card. Yes!
With the help of...
Yes! 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 David is Teresa's guardian angel.
Yes.
No, what I can... Yeah! So he's gonna... If he had a license, he would put it on his whatever that visor.
It was like a pin.
Yeah.
They didn't actually show what it was. It was just like a gold angel thing.
He's a guardian angel.
Yeah.
It looked like a ring at first. Cut to.
Yeah.
Grandpa. Well, Teresa and David are upstairs playing like gin rummy on this bed.
Yeah, I don't know what's going
playing
on.
Playing strip gin rummy. Grandpa gives David a box. And he's like, it's not meant to be open. Only in my head. So he gives him a box with a key. You're not supposed to open.
It's not a key though. It's like a metal ring around it. That, like, you have to like cut it to get it off.
Yeah, and it's got a samurai and then some other dude on it.
And it's got a white samurai and a black samurai, and they're fighting. It represents the battle between good and evil.
And David goes, "These guys would be cool illustrations." They are animated.
They are cool illustrations.
Yeah. David opens it like 10 minutes later. Like, there's no like struggle. He's like writing on a piece of paper. Then he's like, "I'm gonna open it."
Yeah, cause he's like drawing a dude with a mustache for some reason.
What's that, like, a superhero like R-Man or something? Yeah. Like, what the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. But then he looks at it and then he hears Grandpa like, "It's meant to be at Maya, not open."
Meant to be at Maya.
And then he sets it down and then he just looks over like, "Yeah, fuck it." So he just cuts it open.
Yep. Cut to the box opening. It's gold fortune cookies.
Oh yeah.
These puppies look like they're worth $1 million.
million bucks.
It looks like they got a fortune cookie and spray painted it gold. That's all it looks like.
Exactly what they did.
Cut to the morning. He's gonna sell them.
Yeah, he's like, he shows Teresa. He's like, yeah, check these out. Like, oh, that's what your grandpa gave you? You weren't supposed to open those. I'm gonna go pawn them.
Yeah, I'm gonna go sell these. Teresa's like, no, you're not. They fight over the box. The box falls, and one cookie opens. The cookie says, one should find perfect existence through imperfect existence. Suddenly, there's a lunar eclipse at 8 a.m.
Yes.
Then David just walks away. And
it's like nothing.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that's fine. Whatever.
Yes, that's weird.
Suddenly, the restaurant is packed.
Oh, and the box disappeared.
Yeah, and the box disappeared. Suddenly, the restaurant's packed, and there's a doorman.
Line out the door. There's a doorman with a ponytail.
He doesn't have a reservation.
No.
It looks like fucking Liu Kang's just at the door. Yeah. Or no, Shang Tsung. It looks more like Shang Tsung.
Yeah. Kung Lao.
So his brother's soul is his. Well, actually, for Teresa, her brother's soul is his.
Yeah.
A limo driver taps David on the shoulder. You want to eat here, or do you want to go back to the mansion? He's got a man. That was a good Tim Allen. David sneaks around to the back of the restaurant, just goes in the kitchen. Yeah. So there's a doorman in the front, and the back door is just like, hey, whatever.
That's how Chinese restaurants operate.
Yeah. But still, you think there'd be a guy there.
Nah.
He sees his parents and Teresa, who's punk as fuck now.
Punk as fuck.
And she's wearing just like a tight-ass shirt. She got her titties all hanging out. A little bit of the hamburger meat showing.
A little bit.
No one recognizes David.
Yeah.
His
parents are too busy talking to like their awesome chef.
Yeah. And,
you're getting pictures taken with him.
David runs outside and Teresa's with Eddie. And they both have nose rings, so we know they're both bad.
Eddie has black hair now.
He has black hair now because he's evil. He's like, what are you doing with Eddie? And Eddie's like, you need to buzz off, dude.
You need to buzz off.
I'm trying to get money or whatever.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm your brother. He's like, I don't have a brother.
Yeah. He runs inside. Mom and Dad, what's going on? What the fuck's happening, Mom? What the fuck's happening, Dad? And then his mom's eyes all, like, fucked up and wonky. Like, it's... And she's like, I never had a son.
Well, they take him back, like, come back here, we'll talk to you. He's like, I need to talk to Grandpa. He's like, my father died years ago.
My father's been dead. Yeah. And they kick him out. They have no clue what's going on. David tries to go back inside the restaurant. When he opens the restaurant door, a bunch of fog comes out. The samurai comes out.
Like a
samurai.
A samurai.
He comes out, starts doing a bunch of flippies, and, this dude rules.
Yeah. Got a sword and shit.
We're doing a bunch of flippies. He's a fat dude. Like, how are you doing all these flippies?
Kinda.
Pretty cool. Too much white rice. That can happen. David runs away and finds, like, the limo driver finds him, and he's like, hey man, you're gonna be late to your autograph signing.
Huh?
What? I don't have an autograph signing.
Like, yeah, man, you wrote the number one selling graphic novel of all time?
Yeah, R-Man.
R-Man. And it's just a single issue comic book, by the way.
Yeah, it looks like dog shit.
Yeah.
And it looks like if you and I were to make it.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then after this, what is he? Like, he like runs up to, oh no, Teresa walks by him and takes his comic book, which is weird.
Yeah.
And then she walks up to her room. He runs up there. She's got the cookies, man. She's going to sell them for Eddie.
Yeah.
Bitch.
She doesn't say why they're selling them.
They're running away. She's packing up a bunch of shit. She's running away.
Yeah. They need a lot of money.
She's on a runaway train, man. Mm-hmm. She's never coming
back.
She's on a one-way track. And what the fuck happened after that? Oh, they were arguing.
They're arguing.
And then she was like, you're super rich. They insinuated a million times. You're rich. You have the best comic book ever.
Yeah. But David's like, you can't sell. Grandpa said don't sell those. Like. Maybe he's regretting what he did now.
The tables have turned.
Yeah.
And, yeah, oh no. Oh, after that, he runs outside after her.
Oh, yeah, and the samurai's there again.
Samurai's there. Samurai breaks into the house.
That's it, yeah. Samurai breaks into the house.
Chases after David. Yeah. David's outside. She's on the back of a fucking motorcycle with Eddie.
Eddie.
Yeah. He does a front wheelie out of there, like the Too Hot for TV style. They showed some of it, but then the rest of it got cut off.
Yeah.
Because they can't show it. Because they'll, you know, police will arrest everybody.
Yeah.
And then the samurai shows up out of nowhere again. David's like, who the fuck are you?
The samurai's super cool.
Yeah, and he's like, who are you, dude? And he's like, I'm here to protect you. Huh?
He's like, I'm here to protect you from your family. You don't have anybody to answer to.
Yeah.
You can just be rich. I guess.
This wasn't bad. So I'm rich and my grandpa's dead?
Nice.
It's a twofer.
Yeah.
But he's talked to the guy and he's like, I want my old life back. Like, I don't care. I don't want that. I want my family.
And then the samurai is basically like, no, you don't. Go be rich.
I just want my family. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And then the samurai, it looks like he got hit with like a truth punch.
Yeah.
A love punch. And he like falls against the,
And then David just keeps like yelling at him like, I want my family back. I want my life back. I want my dead grandpa back. Mm-hmm. I don't think he said dead grandpa.
He didn't. Well, he said my deceased grandpa. So yeah. He said a very,
oh, rotten grandpa back.
I want my dead and rotted grandpa back. Yeah. Grandpa was just hanging up in the shop like a duck.
Yeah. That head's still on.
That still freaked me out. We were in Chinatown.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, you should not have that up there.
Yeah.
And.
Like, I thought that was just something from, like, Gremlins.
Yeah.
But, no, that's real.
That's real. That's, IRL. But, yeah, oh, yeah, samurai falls down. David lifts the mask off and. It's him.
It's David.
But.
It was him the whole time.
But like, it was.
Whoa.
What? It was.
Whoa.
What?
Well, maybe we can.
But it was.
Hold on.
But it was David.
I kind of get it.
But it was. What? It was him the whole time. I just. Whoa.
I don't get it.
But why was. But if he was...
He was holding himself back, man.
What? But with that, to be honest, it's just... It just speaks to me, to be honest, because, like, we've all been there.
Yeah.
You know?
Totes.
There's been so many times that it's like, you know, I want to kill my grandpa, but I don't want to. And then if I do, then I regret it.
Yeah.
If I could take that back, I would. But
totally would.
It's too late.
Yeah.
He's buried under the house. They'll never find him.
Yeah.
The worms have got him now.
A lot of worms.
The Little Caesars by Sean's house opened back up.
Yeah, they had rid of that worm problem.
They had to close it because they had a bunch of worms.
Yeah.
But like the samurai's him.
I think we got that.
He's his own worst enemy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's another lunar eclipse.
Oh yeah, there's another lunar eclipse, and then he looks down like, oh, the cookies.
The cookies are back.
Yeah, but it's still sealed.
Still sealed. He runs back into the restaurant, and it's empty, so he knows it's reality again.
Like, all right, back to my fucking paradise.
And he's like, oh, he's like, the restaurant? The food? And he picks up
some old dude's food and just starts sniffing it.
That smells so good.
Yeah, and then he just starts hugging everyone.
Yeah, his sister's not
and the
punk.
Dude didn't even seem to be bothered.
No, he just started eating it again. He was like, oh, whatever.
I'd be like, just get me some new General Tso's.
Yeah. That would clear open your fucking sinuses, man. Like, you fucking snort a General Tso's chicken?
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to take any allergy pills, man.
No.
Let's just do that. That's more efficient. But yeah, Teresa's not punk anymore, so it's dumb. Mom and Dad are in there, and they're like, what's wrong with you? And he's like, where's Grandpa? Is he okay? I'm right here. And Grandpa's alive. His eyes are closed. He's happy.
Yeah. Grandpa's not sad.
His teeth are way too big for his mouth.
Yeah.
But Grandpa's back. And he's better than ever. So, how many spookies are you going to give this one?
I'll give it like 20.
I liked it.
I did like it. I was surprised.
Liked it a lot.
It kept the same tone as the old episodes.
Mm-hmm. Maybe these new ones aren't going to be bad. Well, new. Maybe these...
They're from the 1998.
Newest. Maybe the newest ones aren't going to be so bad.
Yeah, like if they keep... As long as they keep the same, like... Because there's like a certain tone that an argument...
I want the atmosphere to stay
the same. Yeah, it has like the same atmosphere. These are going to be like completely new to us, which is cool. Because I've seen the three-part, like, the Tale of the Silver Sight. I only watched it... I think I watched it when it was on TV.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, that's... I think that's the only... Yeah, that's the only one.
Usually, like, the Tale of the Night Shift is, like, the newest one I'll watch. Or Dead Man's Float.
Yeah.
But Dead Man's Float had Gary, didn't it? Didn't Gary, like, make an appearance?
Dead Man's Float is season 5. That's still the original series.
Oh, okay.
And, like, on the, like, unexpected.
When they were the unedited ones?
Yeah.
They had more dong?
Yeah.
I like that.
But, yeah. So as long as these ones are, like, the same, I don't know, they had the same feel.
God, it feels good.
I liked it. It was like a present. Like, oh, this feels comfortable.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be, like, more flashy or something. Or, like, more pandering to that. Well, this is the number one show for teens, I remember.
Because
I had the season 1 on DVD, and I sold it for, like, $200.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
But, like, it was him. He was the samurai.
Yeah.
As always, you can find us on Twitter. I'm at The Real Fred Durst.
I'm at Shitman Brett Fart.
At Gersburns Pod.
GersburnsPodcast.com.
NemesisVideo.com.
Yeah.
Nemesis. Go there.
Do that. Buy some stuff.
Buy.
Use the promo code Gersburns.
Buy that for $1 plus 19 more.
Yeah. Well, actually, it'd be less because you're going to get 10%
yeah.
off.
Yeah. Hey. That's why I love you, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
10% off with our promo code, yeah. Gersburns.
Got t-shirts coming soon, too.
Do it.
I'm sure you've heard this because we've done a bunch of episodes today.
Do it. Do it. Yeah, we are.
But, yeah.
I don't know. Today wasn't too bad, though. It was nice to get back in the swing of,
They were all good episodes today.
Yeah.
Strangely.
Mm-hmm. I'm into it. I like doing,
I mean, we've got a bit of a hurdle to get through with Trilogy. I'm still hoping that's not shitty. Why?
I forgot we were listening to that earlier.
Yeah, you did pull that up when we were going to the post office.
It's a good song. How many followers do you think the red jumpsuit apparatus has on, Spotify?
200,000.
No. 97,597.
Okay, that's probably better than 200,000.
Dude, their second most popular song is called Your Guardian Angel. That's like this episode.
Oh man.
That's like this episode.
It is like this episode. We don't need to play this.
Do you know what this is?
I guess so.
Okay. How many followers do you think Story of the Year has?
100,000.
How creepy that is. It's like, yeah, they're really small. Now he's big.
42,000? 42,000. I don't use Spotify really, so I don't really pay attention to that shit.
When I just noticed it's there.
Yeah.
Like, Seosin, remember them?
Mm-hmm.
30,000. Papa Roach?
100,000.
233,000.
What?
Scary Kids Scaring Kids, remember them?
15,000.
12. 13,000. So even less. Funeral for a Friend?
8,000.
22. Oh. Who would like this shit?
Yeah, that's enough Stitcher talk. Our recorder is about to die. I can probably get closer.
We ain't on Stitcher. What are you talking about?
Or whatever.
Stitcher's for the podcast.
By the way, you can listen to the podcast on Stitcher.
Yeah, listen to the podcast on Stitcher. Yeah, go to Nemesis Video. Buy some stuff. That'd be really cool. We'd be really happy with that.
Yeah.
Buy a shirt soon. Show your love.
Get Shocking Dark before it's gone. There's only, like, couple copies.
Yeah, there's only a handful of copies left, so get that. And buy the other ones, too, while you're there.
Yeah.
Might as well. We can buy shipping.
You might as well do it.
Just do it.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Tony Atlas just walked in, so
yeah.
We gotta talk to him.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're busy. We got a business.
Watch Legend's House.
D-
don't watch Legends House.
As soon as I make enough money, I'm going to go to art school and kiss this dump goodbye.
Now, you sound like my Uncle Bernie. He's got big plans, too. Of course, he's also known as Burger Flipping Bernie.
Well, I'm not wasting my life here like my parents or my grandfather.
Your crush probably can't hear.
See you later, elevator.